chasing uphill the rest of the game. They're obviously a good veteran team, and we just didn't come out obviously the right way.
Statistically, they really owned you guys on the glass. Can you tell that that's taking place out there, that they're pulling down boards left and right?
I mean, they had obviously that's what they do. They've got those guys that just battle for rebounds and give them extra possessions and obviously score off it as well a little bit. So, I mean, we could obviously, you can feel it out there. We missed a couple. You can hear it. It's pretty obvious. So, something we obviously need to clean up, because I think they had 10, they said. So, we get half of them. Yeah, it's a different game.
Thank you very much.
I think is this your first time you've been the leading scorer in the Jazz jersey?
Oh, I couldn't care less. Wrong question.
What was it that allowed you to get to the rim and then to shoot the threes tonight? I mean, were they closing out hard on you, or what allowed you to get inside?
I wouldn't even have a clue, to be honest. I mean, I got some good looks early. Obviously, playing out there with G and Fave and Rudy, it kind of opens it up for everyone else a little bit more. And got some good looks early, missed a couple, but yeah, just kept getting a couple good looks, but whatever.
What happened with you guys in the first half defensively? Quinn said there were a few breakdowns.
Yeah, I think first quarter, really. I think second quarter we obviously came out a bit sluggish in the first quarter at the start of the game, and they had that lead from the start, and we were kind of chasing uphill for the rest of the game. So they're a good team, obviously, with a lot of veterans and know how to play when they've got a lead. So we just need to come out, obviously, with a better mindset at the start of the game and more physical. They're a physical team. They're a strong team. And, defensively, we just weren't there at the start.
You talk about some of the defensive breakdowns. How much of that was just simply detail, the scouting report, physicality? What did you think was the biggest lapse defensively?
I think it was more on us, really. We didn't have that kind of pop step, that bubble that we normally have. I don't know if that had anything to do with them, but I think it was just more on us, the way we came out. We've travelled a lot, played a lot of games, but to do that obviously in the first quarter at home is pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it's just one of those that every night in the NBA can be a little bit different, and tonight was an example of that.
Yeah, and in the past we've found ways to win those games. We're going to probably be in that situation a lot more from here on out, so... we'll obviously watch film on it and try and get better and not let it happen next time.
Offensively, you seem to be in the zone when it came to making the right basketball play. Do you feel like when you're on the floor with certain lineups like that, that with this system, you're more apt to know when to make a play for yourself, for a teammate, so on and so forth?
When we played 30-odd minutes, you obviously get a few more looks. And mm-hmm. Playing with Gordon, playing with Rudy, Faye, all these guys, you obviously... There's not much attention on me, so it is what it is.